Reminds me, I have to correct your stream title. It was based on a now retracted article that was totally off from the actual release dem demands. Was it? So what I'm referring to here is this. Democrats seem to have softened their demand that federal immigration officers be banned from wearing masks when making deportation arrests. Remember what happened here, okay? Continued funding for the Department of Homeland Security has been decoupled from the funding package that went through a couple of days ago. Dems decoupled it so that it could be argued for separately. It's what's happening right now. Many people were suggesting that the Democrats could use their leverage on this specific bit of funding to get concessions with regard to ICE's behavior. I, very cynically, said the Dems aren't going to do shit because they're pussy-ass bitches. Bitch-ass pussies, even. The House Minority Leader, Rep. Hakeem Jeffries, said this party's position was that, quote, no masks should be deployed in an arbitrary and capricious fashion. Senator Chuck Schumer, the Minority Leader, said that masks should only be used in extraordinary circumstances. Wow. Well, now I am willing to acknowledge that their positions on this matter have changed. However, there is yet one obstacle that lies before us, Masaygu. Chuck Schumer in the flesh. What will he say?
Maybe most important, no secret police. These guys go around, these people go around with masks. It makes them more brutal. They're never accountable. No one even knows who they are. There should be no masks except in the most of unusual circumstances. You know, if some guy's picture was put up by a terrorist group or something. But there should be no masks. There should be...
I mean, what matters is the official demands were the demands that were approved by House and Senate Dems. No, I would say that the statements made by the leaders of the party also matter a lot. Like, we know that Schumer and Jeffries have multiple times snatched defeat from the jaws of victory by, forcing weaker versions of widely accepted statements onto the party, pushing for them or accepting concessions. I mean, we should understand that, like, this is a negotiating strategy, right? Typically, when you're negotiating, you start from a strong position, and then you allow yourself to be moved towards a more moderate one in exchange for concessions on their end. The problem is that Schumer, who loves weakness, except when it's in the state of Israel, Schumer is beginning from a position of weakness right here. Fecklessly, oh, well, there are some reasons why you might want to wear a mask. What if a terrorist organization put a picture of your face up? I don't care. You know? I'd say that matters a lot, actually. We'll go over the official requested changes in the Dem propositions, but the fact that Schumer is preemptively capitulating, which, by the way, guys, they always do this. Republicans literally never do that. You will never, ever see a Republican at a podium with the news, whatever else, say, here are some concessions we can make, or preemptively, like, I can understand some things that they might be right on. They never, ever do it. Democrats very often do, or the least, you know, Schumer and Jeffries often do.
There should be cameras. Everyone should have cameras, and there should be rules on how they use them. And they have to have regular uniforms, not all the stuff they're wearing. But we cannot have secret police. And we cannot, you know, Johnson, the speaker, has said he wants to keep the masks. Well, I guarantee you, when you go down to his district in Louisiana, the sheriffs and police are identified, fully identified with their name and their number.
Right.
That has to happen across America to prevent these rogue forces from terrorizing cities.
No secret police. No.
Correct.
Secret police. I can't even believe we're saying that in America. It's so un-American.
Great stuff. By the way, I think that these are already woefully weak. I actually don't really care about whether or not ICE have body cams on, because even in police departments where the officers are forced to wear body cams, the local police departments often just don't release it. Or they turn off the body cams. Do we really think the Department of Homeland Security is going to comply with public requests? Who exactly got, if we have trouble getting good behavior from regular municipal police officers concerning the use of body cams, how the fuck are we going to expect Kristi Noem to comply with demands regarding the use and the responsible surveillance and the disclosure of information. It's not happening. We'll take a look at the list of demands here, okay? Schumer and Jeffries lay out 10 demands for DHS reforms. Hopefully nowhere here does he say, in particularly capricious circumstances, we must have the masks or whatever. Do we expect them to comply with demands to abolish ICE? No, but we should say it anyway. When has taking the maximalist position ever hurt Republicans? Democrats would not suffer in any way if they were like, nope, fuck this, we're gunning for your org. If you want any of our votes, you're going to gut it like this. You know, they would not suffer in any way for this. Like, abolishing ICE is now supported by a majority of Democrats, even though not a single Democratic politician is in favor of it. Like, as always, populist opinion within the Democratic electorate ferments even though the party is always against it. Can you imagine how popular it would be if the party openly supported it? All right. Targeted enforcement. DHS officers cannot enter private property without a judicial warrant. That is already the law. That is already the law. The Fourth Amendment of the United States Constitution already ensures this is the case. By putting it here, you are indicating that it is currently legal for them to abolish, or sorry, to ignore the Fourth Amendment and indiscriminate arrests and improve warrant procedures and standards. Really? Yeah, they're really going to go ahead with this. Yeah. What do you, what, we demand you stop breaking the law? What are the enforcement mechanisms here? Require verification that a person is not a U.S. citizen before holding them in immigration detention. No masks. Require ID. Protect sensitive locations. Medical facilities, schools, childcare facilities, churches, polling places, courts. Stop racial profiling. What exactly are the consequences if they don't change their behavior? Out of curiosity, I'm wondering. Uphold use of force standards. Again, if they're already ignoring use of force standards, how is reiterating them going to change anything? They're already breaking their own rules. What are you going to do to encourage them to uphold them? What is that going to do? They're already violating them. You're just reminding them. They know they're violating them. They're aware of that. Ensure state and local coordination and oversight. Build safeguards into the system. Oh, yeah, sure. Body cameras for accountability, not tracking, no paramilitary police. Yeah. Anyway, none of this is actual strongly worded letter. Yeah. Honestly, the Republicans should just go ahead with all this. It's not like any of it's enforceable. It's not like any of this is going to fucking happen. We believe Congress needs to enact the following guardrails. Hey, I've got a crazy idea. You're not going to believe it, okay? What if there was a kind of enforcement mechanism that Congress had the ability to pass that was not merely a guardrail, but actually some kind of binding contract that held people to legal consequences if they failed to maintain a certain set of standards? Like, you have a bill, and then you turn it into I'm struggling with the word here, but it's some kind of, and when you make it, and when it's passed, this something, you can then arrest them and they can rot in prison. Just something conceptually. Does such a thing exist? A letter, a strongly worded letter. Wouldn't the enforcement mechanisms be expanded on the actual bill if they exist? No, because they wouldn't do them. I guarantee you, they wouldn't. They wouldn't do them. I'm giving this one to you for free. I'm rolling these dice right now. There is no version of this where the Democrats actually put law into practice here. They will not do it. They're all, like, to be clear, ICE is already breaking the law and they're not doing anything. God, I hate these fucking people. I would encourage everyone to wait and see what actually happens with the negotiations. Sure, but if you wanted to jump the gun and preemptively guess that the Democrats are going to be pathetic and servile, then you would have been right every time it's ever happened for the past, like, 10 years, at least. Longer than 10 years, but at least 10 years. So I'm just like, you know, anything could happen, but inertia is really leaning on the side of the Dems not doing anything. They're going to put forward these fucking guardrails, and then nothing's going to change. And Schumer is going to say, I am deeply concerned about the lack of oversight in Kristi Noem's DHS. This version of ICE is refusing to follow their own norms and procedures. And then nothing will happen. As always, the only actual work that's been done over the past few months has been done by the fair people of Minnesota. New York Times piece on the whole administrative warrant thing. I'm going to lose my fucking mind. Does ICE need a warrant to enter your home? Yes. Up until now, immigration officers were trained that they cannot enter homes without a judicial warrant. Yeah, because that's the law. But as our immigration reporter, Hamed Alizes, explains, the Trump admin has a different idea. It's not a different idea. It's the wrong one. It's the wrong idea. This is wrong. Journalism is not when you point to one guy breaking the law and the other guy upholding the law and go, well, these guys have different ideas about the law. You have to go find out what the law is. And we know what the law is. It's been known.
Show the warrant first.
Historically, ICE officers have been trained and told that they cannot enter homes without a judicial warrant because of the Fourth Amendment's protection of unreasonable search and seizure inside of a home. Uh-huh. Advocates have told immigrants to not open the door. So typically, ICE officers have waited outside of somebody's home. They've waited for people to go to work. But what we've seen so far in Minnesota is officers entering homes with just this piece of paper, an administrative warrant. There's one key difference between a judicial warrant and an administrative warrant.
A pretty big one.
A judicial arrest warrant is signed by a judge.
Uh-huh.
An administrative warrant, however, is filled out by ICE.
Right, it's not actually a warrant, because that's not what a warrant is. Administrative warrant is a fake term. That's not a real thing. Warrants are signed by judges. The term administrative warrant, it means nothing. It's, did you know that ICE approved this ICE operation? Wow, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much.
ICE has always issued administrative warrants if someone's been ordered deported from the country. But historically, just this administrative warrant does not allow you to enter somebody's home to make...
Historically, did something change? Did the law change? I think all of these people should be tried and sent to prison regardless of the outcome of the trial. What I hate them so fucking much. I can't say how much I hate the, like, ubiquitous complicity both within the media and the Democratic Party to pretend that there was some kind of new legal interpretation that allowed them to break into homes without a judicial warrant when it is unambiguously a violation of the Fourth Amendment. And it's just it's the fucking Constitution, dude.
Make an arrest. Now, the Trump administration is essentially saying,
well, our understanding is that you can enforce the immigration laws of the country under an administrative order.
You cannot enter a house with an administrative warrant because that's fake. That's not a real thing. You can't. Your understanding is a lie. It's wrong.
If you have an administrative warrant, that's what we think.
This is a real game changer.
No, it's not. Game changer would imply something has changed. Nothing has changed. They're just violating the law. Yeah, again, it's like Epstein everywhere. Epstein, man. They're all on the same fucking team. Can somebody explain to me, without using the words deep or state, why the New York Times, which has some of the most well-educated constitutional scholars, informants, and consultants in the world, right? Providing information with the writing of the articles here and so on. Can somebody explain to me why they are all in on pretending that the Trump administration is simply engaging in a different legal interpretation here? Epstein was a game changer when it came to how you could treat children. That's literally what they're doing! Up until the raid on Little St. James, people thought it was illegal to touch kids. What? Thought it was? But NYT? NYT? What do you mean by that? What? Until? What?
For ICE officers who have been frustrated that immigrants are hiding out in their homes, they're not answering the door, this is really something that will undoubtedly be challenged.
It's illegal. It doesn't need to be challenged. The people doing it need to be arrested. If there's a serial murderer, you do not need jurisprudence challenging the viability of their behavior or whatever, the legal viability, okay? They're murdering people, you just arrest them. You just arrest the ICE agents. Ideally, you too. You can go in the same cell.
Undoubtedly be challenged.
The judge's approval of a warrant is absolutely critical when they are entering your home without your consent.
So this is going to be a major question when this issue comes to court.
No, it isn't. It's not a question. We have the answer. The reason why prior to this judicial warrants were required was not because of guesswork. We already have jurisprudence on this issue. The idea that you need a judicial warrant in order to break into a person's house without their consent, this is not new information.
Whether or not a employee of the federal government is allowed to sign a document that allows an officer to enter a home.
No, they're not. Isn't it so cool that the deep state told the New York Times that in this video they could not actually challenge the theory? Hey, we want you to cover this, but make sure you never point out that what Trump and his goonies are doing is wrong. Goons, lackeys, sorry. Never, like, you can't actually say it's illegal. You know, you have to call it a cool, bold new interpretation of the law, of the Fourth Amendment. Are there any deep state unbelievers in chat that I can, like, make fun of here? I just, like, the idea that these people, like, are organically arriving at this conclusion is absolutely delusional. And as far as I'm concerned, by the way, this degree of media complicity is treason. I think that in a fair court, you could very reasonably legally argue that the Republican Party is a terroristic organization that is engaged in high treason, is in a systemic effort to undermine the Constitution, and that collaborators in the media would fall under the same category as people providing aid and comfort to the enemy in any other wartime, you know, any other instance of wartime. I 100% believe that. I'm so mad right now. I'm so angry. I'm not Fed posting. I don't know USA law. What is the connection between stand your ground laws and ICE breaking without a warrant? Judges refuse to answer it because they know what the answer is. I'm being serious. For years now, for decades, especially since the rise in the popularity of no-knock raids, judges have consistently refused to give a clear answer when we all know what it is. And the reason they aren't, the reason they don't, is there are only two outcomes here, right? One answer is that a lot of cops start dying. And obviously the judges and the cops don't want that because they work closely together. The other answer is that stand your ground and in fact the Castle Doctrine are no longer valid in the United States. Once a judge rules on that, the answer, if they rule against self-defense, the answer then would be you could, if you wanted to, dress up as a cop and do anything you wanted. No amount of illegal behavior on your part would ever lead to a martial action against you by the people around you. You could run around in a cop uniform. You could break into stores. You could just loot jewelry stores. You could shoot people. You could rape people on the street. It would not make a difference because the legal implication of what a judge's ruling on that issue would be that once you put on the uniform and are perceived to be a police officer, you are actually immune to the law and nothing changes that. So, judges have been ignoring this question for a while. Do they want it to be possible for cops to break the law or not? They've been avoiding this, you know? You think judges are afraid of what will come out of that ruling? Oh, of course, absolutely, yeah. Like, the trend over the past few decades is that right now it is legal for police to break the law. And they're worried because the only way to, like, solidly rule on that topic would either be to go, yeah, they can break the law, in which case society's basically done. Everyone, it's the purge. Everyone keeps a cop uniform in their closet in case they want to go and deal with a personal issue, because as soon as they put that uniform on, nobody can do anything against them. You look at them funny, they get your ass, you know? Who's going to stop you? Nobody. And on the other hand, right, judges really don't want to be the ones to say, yeah, if you cop engage in a no-knock warrant and you get got because of it, that's on you, sorry. Because as soon as they do that, they're going to be the target of, like, every fucking police union in the country. It would be a huge shit show. I'm serious, though. If you want, go look at all of the court rulings that have followed acts of violence against police officers during no-knock raids or anything of the kind. Consistently, the judges refrain from providing clear guidance on this matter. They always legally address it as an edge issue or as a single issue rather than, like, broadly tackling the nature of the problem, if that makes sense, you know? Personally, I think that it should be illegal for cops to break the law. I know it's, like, you know, controversial these days. If you don't live in America, you really don't know how bad it is here. It's not a joke. Police can do whatever they want. Not due to explicit judicial privilege, but rather due to implicit judicial, I don't know what you'd call it, abstemiousness, like their unwillingness to rule. Like in the void of their ruling, they have given cops infinite permission to do what they want. It's really, really, really bad. And now we're seeing it with ICE. It's why you can't trust centrist Dems to fix this problem. How could you ever trust moderate Democrats to solve ICE if the moderate Democrats were in favor of what the cops were doing beforehand? Moderate Democrats weren't, like, trying to fix... The most they push for, you get, you know, body cameras, maybe some, like, better training, you know. They don't fix the fundamental problems. They're not willing to.